Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for this seed. Get ready, because I brought you into a time and you've seen many beginnings as well as endings. And yet, with the endings, get ready for new ways to expand, new ways to grow. The Spirit of the Lord is realigning and adjusting some things for thee. I feel by the Holy Ghost that the Lord is working behind the scenes. I can also tell you that God says that you're going to come into a time of new confidence and new increase. I can tell you by the Spirit of the Most High that right connections are coming before thee. And you're going to see that between now and around about the 10th of October, favor in communications, favor with people in authority, favor with those in power. And you're going to find that your communication skills are going to be quite powerful now. You're going to find that you're going to be able to impress those who are in authority. New professional opportunities. You might land some new things, new work, new opportunities. Promotion I see all around thee. The Lord says write, 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 and continue to keep on writing. I see extra income, or a new source, favor. Surrounding maybe loans or mortgages or even taxes. Or maybe even insurance, some kind of a break that could end up blessing you. I can further tell you that the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to have a gift of networking, more networking, much more than usual. God says get the business cards ready. God is going to remove the repression and the oppression. If you need to go ahead and obtain a loan or something surrounding a mortgage or address something of that nature, God says do it now, between now and the end of the month, because you have a gift for words and persuasion. Father says around the 24th, this could bring some new opportunities, maybe to higher education or maybe even travel. And yes, you should be writing. In October, you'll go with the flow and there will be no need to worry. I can further tell you that the Lord is moving. For the Lord says the seeds that you have sown shall begin to blossom and grow. Because around the 23rd to around about the end of December is going to be a time where the seeds you have sown shall begin to prosper. And they're going to begin to reach fruition. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that there is a move of the Spirit. And you're going to get rid of some old ways of thinking, some old ways of doing things. The dream world shall be quite open unto thee. You're going to end relationships that you've outgrown, and you're going to move forward. I heard the Lord say unto me, because you're going to find that around the 23rd of October, circle that date, God's going to touch your career area, and he's going to usher in some new professional opportunities. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the prophetess and then the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this wonderful month of September. As September continues, Father God says this is a wonderful season to begin to focus on finances. For Father God says you'll be doing a balancing act in this season, yet Father God says you're assigned for it. Father God says you're anointed and appointed. For Father God says you'll find balance in relationships, partnerships. And Father God says you're going to be focusing on your spiritual priorities. For Father God says this is the season where he's restoring your health and your mind. I hear Father God saying new vitality and new strength to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. I further hear Father God saying emotional healing. For Father God says this is a season where you're going to begin to take responsibility and accountability for yourself. And Father God says you're going to begin to move forward. I hear Father God say, focus on the big picture in this season. For Father God says you're going to be able to plan wisely. Father God says you're even reviewing your value system in this season. For I hear Father God saying wise financial counsel. I hear Father God saying there's going to be a season where you're going to be walking in a new understanding. I hear Father God saying you're revamping some things, even concerning your personal routines and your everyday schedule. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plan for success, because Father God says you're going to walk it out. I also hear Father God saying you're going to be paying attention to family in this season in a new way. And Father God says speak and be heard. For Father God said this is a season where you're going to begin to come into even a new restoration, even concerning God says he's restoring some things concerning education. Father God says your education is not over. Father God said to focus. I had scholarships and grants. And I hear Father God saying, set your intentions. Father God says, set your intentions concerning this endeavor. And Father God says, you're going to complete it. I also hear Father God saying, face your fears. Well, Father God says, you are in a season of self-discovery. And Father God says, you're able to even identify with hidden fears in this season. And Father God says, you're going to begin to face your fears and work through them where they will not become crutches. I hear Father God saying, this is an excellent time to begin to release your fears and face any obstacles. I hear Father God says, anything with addiction, Father God says, this is the season to release the addictions. I hear Father God saying, avoid being a workaholic in this season. And Father God says, you're going to work smart and hard. So Father God says, move forward in faith and not fear. And Father God says, this is the season to focus on your potential and not your past. I do hear Father God saying, let go, let God, and move in confidence. For Father God says, he's restoring your confidence in this season. Father God says, avoid becoming jealous or resentful of anyone or their accomplishments. Father God says, this is the season to celebrate others' victories, celebrate others' success. For Father God says, this is a season also of self-improvement and self-evaluation. Father God says this is also the season to begin to focus on self. And Father God says you're in a season of new self-expression. Father God says let your expression flow through your writings. Begin to write the book, for your story is to be told. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Juanita. Sister Juanita, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying, I'm hearing God say books. God says that you're going to be writing books, and I'm also hearing God say that you're going to be studying more. God says that you shall study to show yourself approved, and God is also saying that there's going to be more speaking. God says better and more communication with others, and I'm hearing God says also that you to listen more, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Juanita. I just heard the word of the Lord for you is to sing. God says, in the midst of your troubles, sing. God says, as you sing during that time, you should ward off many, many things. God says to sing, and that is the word of the Lord.
I also heard the word of the Lord that came forth, because God says there is a psalmist in you. There is a psalmist in you. There is a psalmist in you, and victory, oh victory, victory, there is victory in you, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Juanita. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, time is on your side. Father God says this is the season to dress for where you're going and not for where you've been. I do hear Father God saying wardrobe. Father God says clean out the clutter, mental and emotional. And I just hear Father God saying, this is the season of the rise. Rise and shine. Father God saying, this is the season of recognition, and this is the season of favor. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you once again for the miracle seed of $44.44. Power and glory shall be your portion. Power and glory shall surely, surely be your portion. God is bringing you into a time of authority. He's bringing you into a time of strength. He's bringing you into a time where the Holy Ghost shall lead thee and guide thee, and you'll be able to make right decisions between the next 60 to 90 days. You will come into a season of power, authority, and strength. You will come into a season of a new ambition, for the Lord was saying to thee that this is a season where you're going to begin to see that I'm going to bless thee. You will come into a season where you're going to have to deal with some things even from the past, but be not frustrated. You will come into a season where the Lord was saying to thee that he's moving in your life in an unusual way. You're coming into a season where it seems like something around matters of the heart or love or the affections of your heart, and it's like you're giving but you're not receiving. The Lord says, know that all things shall begin to work themselves out for thee. For I heard the Lord saying identity that I give you the power to begin to now to speak the word and to declare the word. And you're going to find, woman of God, that God's going to begin to strengthen your body. You're going to begin to find that your deepest desires for attention is given to come forth. But you must find all of that deep down within me. For he says, I am your source. I shall be the one that shall strengthen your heart. I shall be the one that shall touch your heart. For the love, the joy, the peace, the blessings, all's got to come from the inside first. It cannot come on the outside without first being on the inside. Because if it does, then it's corrupt. It is not correct. But if you get all of that deep down within your soul, within you, because your blessings must come in you and then through you and then out of you. So you cannot find the love or something, I don't know what this is all about that I'm sensing, on the outside. You got to get it on the inside. Because people only treat you the way you treat you. So the Lord says you cannot get it out there. You got to get it within me, in the presence and within the depths of your soul. This loneliness, this heartache, this pain, God says, I'm removing that and I'm lifting that off of you. And I will cause you to come into a season of fulfillment, a season where I shall pour deep within thee. As you stay deep within my presence, I will pour into you and I will fill thy hunger and thy thirst, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. So hunger after me and I will fill thee, saith the Lord of hosts. For my presence shall do more for thee than anyone can ever can. And as you move into fulfillment, being full of the feeling, feel full, I'm going to cause you to come into a season of great blessings, and I will heal thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will begin to tend to the inner needs of your feelings, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. For the Lord will say unto thee that during the next 90 days, I will bring you into a season of new connections. I will bring you into a season concerning real estate. I will bring you into a season where the Lord says new opportunities for partnership shall also open up for thee. Move in faith and not in fear. Move in faith and not in fear. Something's going to move quickly. It's almost like the Lord is saying that I set before you a banquet. I'm setting a banquet before thee. And I will show you who is for you and who is not for thee. God says, prepare, because you're stepping into a season of fruitful, joyous, happiness, satisfaction, relationships. God bless you once again, and thank you for the seed.